A marine biologist says we should protect big fish instead of eating them. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Steve Berkeley studies fish off the California coast that sometimes live to be more than 100 years old, but he says there aren't many of those big old fish left. They've been taken by recreational and commercial fishing, and Berkeley says the loss will be felt for generations. Berkeley is a biologist at the University of California at Santa Cruz. He says we need to make a special effort to protect big fish because they're critical to successful reproduction and genetic diversity. Berkeley studies a commercially valuable species known as rockfish. He says the old females are much better at reproducing than younger ones. The eggs from older fish produce fry that grow more quickly and are better equipped to survive their first season at sea.
Well, this is interesting, I guess, scientifically, but why is this such a big deal from the standpoint of management and recovery of fish stocks? Well, it is a big deal because fishing very, very quickly removes old fish from a population. It's like going into an old growth forest and cutting trees. You have an accumulation of very old trees in the forest that have taken centuries to grow, and in an instant you can remove them. And we can do the same with fish and fisheries.
Berkeley says we're losing the genetic qualities that let these fish grow large. He says we need to create marine sanctuaries where the big ones won't be hunted. Berkeley says if we looked at fisheries like bank accounts, they would look like they've been run deep into debt.
And this debt is going to become increasingly difficult to repay the longer we wait to address these issues. And we really do know what we need to do now. We just have to find the conviction to do it.
Berkeley spoke earlier this year at a meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.